if you feel like you can't operate under, you know, something that's outside of your routine or outside of your rituals, when your business starts to throw you curveballs, you will not be able to handle it.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. It's time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. And I'm so proud of you for always making it happen. And today I am in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And I am currently sitting in our RV and I'm looking out at the lake and I feel super blessed and super fortunate. And also I want to share that I almost did not come this year or didn't want to come. And it wasn't because I didn't want to see my family. It wasn't because I didn't want this amazing adventure. It is because I am a person who loves routine so much that it can throw me off mentally really quickly if I allow it to when I am out of my routine. And because I have so many important things coming up and so many things on the line right now, I was convincing myself that if I was out of my routine, I wouldn't be able to make it happen. Is there anyone on here that I'm talking to who feels this exact same way? If I don't get my walk, if I don't get my workout, if I can't eat exactly what I want to eat, if I can't sleep in my bed, all of these different things that are going to affect your mindset, maybe affect your attitude, affect your energy, and you're living in it already. So you're living in the future of what you're worried about already right now. And I had a moment before we went on this trip because Chris was constantly asking me for dates and I kept saying, I don't know. I need to make sure that I have this in place and this in place. And I need to make sure that I have this contract done. And so we're slowly watching the summer slip away where we always go home and see our family. And the thing is that we work here. It's not like we're not working. It's not like I don't have accessibility to work and ways to work. I just hadn't created a plan around it. So I wasn't feeling very safe yet around, you know, if I was going to be able to take care of things while I was up here. And what I started to do was say, okay, in my life, I am always going to be setting goals and trying to achieve something. And if I continue to let these goals and achievements and things that I'm striving for get in the way of living and not just living, but the things that I do want to be doing and the things that my husband dreams of doing, then I'm consistently going to be pushing things back or pushing things off or never doing them. So why I wanted to come on and chat with you today is to say, question your reality, question your rituals, question your routines, and see if you can just get a better plan. And also remember, that those times that you are getting put into positions that are outside of your routine and outside of your rituals, that is our opportunity to expand. That is our opportunity to realize that we can still show up and get things done. That's our opportunity to see how creative we can get, to maybe live a life that we didn't expect, that we can still do the things. We can still be out on the lake at 6 or 7 p.m. at night going wakeboarding or being on the boat after a long, you know, or after a great work day outside of our routine, right? So where are the places that you are allowing your routine or your goals to actually get in the way of living? And I know that this is a bit counterintuitive to what I normally talk about, because it's like, where is your life and the things that you are, you know, maybe wanting to do get in the way of your goals? And it can definitely be a both and life. And it depends on where you're at right now. So some of you might be in the striving phase like I am, and you're not really living. Or maybe you are in the phase of you're just living and it's freaking amazing, but you're also not reaching your goals. So how can we do both? How can we question our reality and say, how can I schedule this in, but also make sure that I schedule in some playtime or some travel time? And, you know, last year at this time, I was in the same exact boat, literally, except it was the same exact RV. And I told myself that I could not raise money on the road. And it started in September, and we got into the RV, and Chris had this dream of traveling. It was like his lifelong dream of traveling across the US. And I was like, no, I can't do this until, you know, X, Y, and Z is done. And here I am the year later, I still have new things now that I'm like, I can't do this. X, Y, and Z isn't done. And so I'm having this moment of, okay, last year I was questioning, I'm never going to be able to do this. I'm never going to be able to have these calls and raise money on the road. And I did it. I did it. I did it for a whole month, and it was amazing. And I got so many people on board and made it happen. And it was not easy. I had horrible experiences where in the middle of very important phone calls, I lost my Wi-Fi and couldn't even give them a text or get back on the phone to tell them I'm sorry I dropped their call for maybe hours, if not longer sometimes. And that was a disastrous nightmare. So where is it that you can make things happen that you don't believe you can make happen, and view it as a way to expand? View it as your opportunity to become a person that can operate under any circumstance. Because I'm telling you, if you feel like you can't operate under, you know, something that's outside of your routine or outside of your rituals, when your business starts to throw you curveballs, you will not be able to handle it. So it's just an opportunity to exercise imperfect scenarios in your life, because it's never going to be perfect. So if you're someone who's waiting for the perfect opportunity, if you're someone who's waiting for your perfect office, if you're someone who's waiting for your perfect setting, if you're someone who's waiting for the perfect time, the perfect opportunity, whatever that looks like, it is never, ever going to happen. I'm telling you, like when I was writing a book, I'd be like, I'm waiting to be inspired. I'm waiting for the perfect setting. I'm not as inspired in my office. What? I mean, come on. You literally need to just sit down and flex the muscle of working through imperfect experiences. Oh my gosh, my family's in the other room. How am I supposed to take this call? Oh my goodness, my family gets to go out and do, you know, a golf day. I'm so pissed off. I have to stay here and work. It's a massive reframe on, wow, I got to travel. And yes, even though I have to stay back and work this day, tomorrow evening, I have planned, to go out on the boat with them or to grill out or whatever that looks like. And this is what a life looks like, fitting it all in and to be so grateful and flexible. And so it's just a massive reframe, and it's a massive opportunity for me to be able to really flex and experience and grow that muscle of working in inopportune moments, which is 95% of the time. By the way, I'm super passionate right now because I am just preaching to myself. I am convicting myself with this message because I need it really bad. And I am beyond excited that I am living a life where I am living while building a dream instead of waiting. Because I'll tell you, back in my fitness competition days, which lasted about, 6 years actually competing, 10 years in the fitness industry, I will tell you, I kept on putting my life on pause to live. I was like, nope, after this next competition. Well, then I'd go do another competition. Nope, after this next one, I'm going to, go on that trip. Or after this next one, I'm going to go do that thing. And I put my life on pause over and over and over again. And I will never do that to myself again, because while, yes, I achieved plenty of goals, I also did not feel balanced. I did not feel happy in certain places in my life. I felt really discontent. I created a really unhealthy mindset around, getting together with people and food. And it was one of the most challenging times of my life. And I will continue to really test my beliefs and my reality of, can I do it all? Can I have it all? And it's not going to look perfect, but I'm going to try to learn as much as I can to balance it. So I hope that this helps you just question where you're at, question your reality, and question what you believe you need in order to create something that is thriving, and to keep on saying, this isn't the truth. If it's a reality that you don't want, then say, this isn't the truth. My truth is, I can create an opportunity to work within the pockets of X, Y, and Z experience or on this trip. So you guys really start thinking about where it is that you're telling yourself you can't do something because it's not the perfect time or it's not the perfect scenario, because that's not the truth. You can make it happen. People do it every single day. You are going to fill the pocket of time that you've given yourself no matter what. So if you say, I need 4 hours a day to write this book, you could actually do it in two, because you're going to fill the container that you give yourself. So, when I had a book and I was like, I'm going to write this in 6 months, and it was about 2 months before my deadline, and I hadn't really written that much. And then I filled it all. I knew that I had a deadline coming up and finished most of the book in 2 months, and honestly finished majority of the book in about 2 weeks at the end. So I believe I did about 8 chapters in 2 weeks at the very end, which is absolute insanity. But that just supports the fact that you are going to fill the container that you give yourself. So if you give yourself a month to complete a book, you could do it. You could actually do it. If you give yourself 6 months, you'll take that same book that you'd write in that month and you'll fill it into the 6 months. If you give yourself a year, you'll take that same book and you will take the entire year. So just remember that you are so capable, and to maybe make your containers in that those timeframes smaller, and you'll be able to just start working within that time frame that you give yourself. It might take a little bit, but you will eventually get there. So I'm sending you guys so much love. Thank you for always tuning in. One of the biggest things that I love to be able to see is where you're at. What are you listening to? What was your biggest takeaway? Which podcast are you listening to? So you guys, until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.